We're minus two. But there are three of us in the room. One will be on the phone. Let's see who the three are. Oh, as I look over at the control board, I see that it's the man who spent 19 years of his life in Great Britain until they finally, the what do they call the British police? The police?
Police.
Knocked on his door one day, said, oh, time to leave our country. We don't want you anymore. Go back to the U.S. So he packed up his bags and he moved to Beverly. No, he moved to St. Louis. And 10 of those years he was there, he lived in Birmingham, England.
The Australian police was knocking on the door?
Yeah, they did. And that was what was so odd. Yeah, he went to the door and he said, oi, why are the Australian police here? What are you doing here? Trevor Limestone, Limey Phillips, say hello to everyone.
Hello, everyone.
In the glass box, the quarantine room, the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune. Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan,
we had a brain.
I'm sorry, I jumped on it.
You did. It's okay.
That's my fault.
It's all right.
I do not like to make mistakes.
You want me to rewind it?
Yes, edit it out. Not rewind it, just edit
it out.
Edit it
out. My bad. Oh.
Radio edit.
Dan Levi Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse.
Oh, crap.
That was your fault.
That was my fault.
Just leave it. All right. Leave it. Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor.
With what? Hold on.
Financial
what was
advisor.
That? If you're already working with a
financial advisor.
Financial advisor.
No, that has to go.
It just kind of rolled.
No, I'll tell you something. This advertiser is probably listening.
Yeah.
Because I know that Jason Becker will be joining me for my little dinner tonight for advertisers, and he's probably in the car, and I'm not about to have him hear what you just did. So back that, and you're right, you do rewind to edit it out. Edit that out.
Radio edit.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're already working with a financial advisor, you can call Mark and Jason and get a complimentary second look at your portfolio. How about that? It's free. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everyone.
Bill Cleveland will be with us by phone.
He's in Arkansas today.
Is he?
Yes.
He's in Arkansas. Wow. Tim Woodburn had to leave. Well, he knew he was leaving this morning, but he called me and said, hey, man, sorry, heads up. And so he's not here to do the news today or anything else. He's busy. That guy's busy. I'll tell you why he's so busy. News reader, news director, head of research, in charge of resetting the digital clock. He's an author. And what's that other thing he does? He's a private investigator. That's why he's not here today. He's on some big assignment or something. But if he were here, he'd say, hello, everybody.
That's right, Frank. I'd like to say that my book, Good Mood, Bad Mood,
You don't even
know
the name of his book.
Bad Mood, Good Mood.
Yeah.
You can go to badmoodgoodmood.com and order my book. It's 50 stories? 50 chapters?
It didn't sound like him. It doesn't sound like him. It's not what he would have said. Didn't work. Didn't work.
All right. Badmoodgoodmood.com.
Sure,
just go on there and order my book.
Sure, we'll be back in here. Stop. I'm going to tell you something. Look, at any given moment, somebody could just have turned on the radio, and they heard you, Dan Strauss, say, just order my book. Now, I'm going to get emails going, Dan's got a book?
Oh, no.
No, he doesn't have a book. Now he starts the music again.
Bad Mood, Good Mood, go on there and Tim's book.
No, that we're done. Let's see. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Boy, he's happy. Bernice is in heaven. Of course I've had him. I like him. Yeah, I like him a lot. I know. I'm from the South.
We could never hear him when he talks.
No, I don't. That's I didn't give him a microphone.
That's good.
It's especially Gino programmed it.
No.
It's a CAM. It's a cheese activated microphone. It only comes on when you say, well, tell them the word.
Cheese.
And that cuts off and it won't allow them to say anything else.
I'll be darned.
He's asking me if I'd ever had cheese grits. Yes, I have had cheese grits. They're really, really good. Would you please give it up for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra? Yeah. The greatest. We're brought to you by Thompson Price. Kitchens, baths, homes. It's hard to believe. We're a month away, just over 4 weeks away, not quite five, to Thanksgiving.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
Turkey Day, my favorite holiday.
Yeah, Turkey. Turkey
Sorry,
Day.
Turkey
not
Turkey Day.
No. No. You don't have to change it. We told you, don't change it. Stay with it. Embrace it. Be proud of it. Chicks dig it. And as usual, our kitchen will not be getting a workout this holiday season. There'll be no pies coming out of the oven. There'll be no turkey, except the one we pick up from the smokehouse, and they say it'll be ready, come and get it. We'll go get it. And she doesn't do that, put it in there, and people will think that she knows they know better. But our kitchen is not the typical kitchen. Most kitchens get a pretty good workout. And then in time, they need to be redone. Maybe your kitchen, appliance-wise, is fine. Maybe nothing's worn out or broken. Maybe it's just the fact that it's so dated. It's just the look of the thing. You know how when shag carpet became... Did they have that in Great Britain?
They had shag carpet, yeah.
And when it became outdated, it really became... All of a sudden, one day, people went, phew, that looks outdated.
It was always that weird brown color.
Over here, it was green and that brown and orange burnt.
Yeah,
ugly.
Nasty brown.
Kitchens become outdated. They become not completely obsolete, but the appliances, there are better ones out now, the flooring, and altogether, it just... You know when it's time for a complete rebuild. I have the company. The company that did ours. The company that did all our bathrooms over a period of years. Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Homes. Look, go to their showroom. It's in De Pere. It's less than a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. Walk in, introduce yourself, say, I'm AM and the PM, want to look around. They'll let you look around. If you tell them you're thinking about remodeling, maybe it's something you want done right away, maybe it's over the next, whatever. They'll be happy to talk to you, and then the next step is they come out to your house and they measure, and when it's done, you're not even going to believe you're in the same house. That kitchen is going to be so spectacular. Or bathroom. Thompson Price, make sure the name Price is in at least one of the companies that you're dealing with. Thompson Price.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Madawa.
Well, Dan just put on the screen that Bill is in Bentonville, Arkansas. I just happen to know that that's the headquarters for Walmart. The worldwide headquarters is in Bentonville, Arkansas. So I'm sure there'll be, if not today, tomorrow, something about Walmart. Bill Cleveland is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the largest selling replacement window in this country, and has been for years for a lot of good reasons. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com if you want to know more about the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. And now from Bentonville, Arkansas, give it up for Bill Cleveland.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Bill.
How's it going?
Let me check. Going great.
Good. I know it took you so long.
Well, make sure I'm going to look around, make sure everything's okay before I say things are going real well. So I've never been to Bentonville and don't know much, but I remember reading a part of Sam Walton's book and articles about the Walmart and how it got started, and I guess that's still the big hub, right, is Bentonville.
Yeah, Bentonville, Arkansas, absolutely. I drove by. You can't miss, you can't miss the Walmart presence here. I mean, I'm in a hotel right now on Sam Walton Boulevard.
They brought you presents?
Mm.
What?
You said you can't miss the Walmart presence. They bought a bunch of presents for you?
Yes.
Wow.
That's nice.
That is nice.
That's why I was on the road so much, collecting my presents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the very first Walmart is here in Bentonville, and it was essentially a five and dime store. Sam Walton owned, I believe they were Ben Franklin stores, if I'm not mistaken. He had a couple of those, and then something about they wouldn't renew a lease on some property or land that he was on, and so he ended up starting his own company. And so, it was the Walton's Five and Dime store.
Now, for anybody who's not old enough to know what Five and Dime, I know today we have the 99-cent store, mm-hmm. everything under a dollar, the dollar store. These used to be stores where, honest to goodness, you'd go in there and buy a lot of stuff for 5 and 10 cents.
Wow.
I mean, as a kid, I bought a little harmonica for 10 cents. So Five and Dime was just their way of saying, hey, lots of inexpensive things here, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's right. They also had a little soda fountain as well. So, but the building is all still intact. You can go and you can visit today. It is the Walmart Museum, which I got to tell you, it was pretty interesting. It's a free museum. You can go in. A lot of digital stuff, so a lot of videos and just. But it's really interesting. I like visiting these types of places, and I know we've talked about this. You know, visiting, you know, like the original headquarters or homes of people who have made it big. It's just sort of neat, I think, to kind of look at a place and go, well, holy crap, you know, they can, anybody can make it in this country. It's, you know, you obviously need a little bit of luck, but it's really neat to see how people have, you know, taken something very small. Obviously, there's a very small little Five and Dime store, and then obviously we all know what Walmart has become. So to check that out is pretty interesting. Lots of examples about kind of his business philosophy. So they have, and I guess this is something that's still in Walmart stores. Maybe people who work for Walmart know this, but the EDLC, Everyday Low Cost. So this was his kind of way of keeping prices down. And so they had one example early on in this store. If you look down at the tile on the floor, they're actually mix-matched colors. So they didn't all add up. So he got cheaper tile because they, you know, he had different types of colors. They didn't all match. So
it's almost like it'd be like taking carpet samples and making a carpet out of the samples. That's how frugal this guy was.
Absolutely. So just little things like that. So he was a pretty smart businessman. But and then they have his office. So his office, everything is still intact, and so it's all kind of glassed off, and that's kind of neat to kind of see that the way he would have been in there operating when that was still in business. So that's there, that's free. Bentonville is 2 hours south of Branson, even 2 hours.
That's all.
So yeah, that's under 2 hours, and then you can go through. There's a couple different ways you can go, but the shortest way is really kind of just through the Ozarks and then through the country. You go through Mark Twain Forest a little bit, and I'm telling you what, you talk about, you know, these hills, man, like you feel like you are in a roller coaster the entire way, up and down and these crazy turns and everything. But it's a beautiful drive, like I said, just under 2 hours from Branson. So if you're making that trip, come on down and check out Bentonville. Nice, cool little it kind of reminds me of some little Indiana small towns that I've been to outside of Indianapolis and stuff. It's not, you know, we kind of have the stereotypical thoughts of Arkansas, but it's not. It's nice. And I also went today to a place called Crystal Bridges, which is an art museum, and I'm not an art person. I don't frequent a lot of art museums.
Yeah,
but
me either.
Yeah, but this place is awesome. The architecture is phenomenal, and it's hard for me to describe, but I do have some photos up. I posted today on facebook.com/billontheroad if anybody wants to check these things. I mean, really, really beautiful building and lots of cool nature trails, and a lot of Walmart money went into that. So I think it was Alice Walton, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
She was from this area, and she did not have an art museum when she grew up, when she was a young lady, so she wanted to make sure that future generations of folks who are in this area do have a very nice art museum. And it is nice. It is one of the nicest that actually I've been into. So
now, before you get away, a couple of things. One, I wish I'd known you were going down there, because I would have asked you to meet with I don't know, anybody. You could have figured out who to meet with, and if they would have agreed to sell the book I'm about to tell you about, I would have moved forward with publishing. And I have an idea, and I've got enough of it done that they get a feel for it, and it's a story.
Here it comes!
It's a story. Hey, shut up. It's a story that I concocted about. You're talking about the hills, the Ozarks, and it's a story about people all getting and contracting some horrible, like a cough, and everybody, it would ring out through the whole area, and is this mysterious ailment people had. They're all going to the doctor, and they're hacking up a bunch of stuff, and the name of it was The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Mucus. Thank you, everybody.
That's the name of the book?
Yeah, Hills Are Alive with the... No, Bill, you're still...
Bill, you're okay.
Yeah, you're okay. We're still here. The other thing is, and this is actually serious, years and years and years ago, a guy who was a writer got Sam Walton to agree to let him shadow him. And I don't remember if it was for a month. It was like a month. Are you familiar with this book? And he writes this book about what it was like to just spend days with Sam Walton. Do you know about Sam Walton and the plane he bought? Because as a pilot,
this is the most amazing thing
I have ever heard of anybody doing. I'm a helicopter pilot and an airplane pilot. What?
Yeah, they had some exhibits talking about the plane. I didn't read as much as maybe I should have, but they had... Was it for scouting out locations?
Yes, once he got past Bentonville and a couple of other stores, he was driving a pickup truck store to store, and he thought, well, if I get a plane, I can just fly, because all these little towns have little airports. But here's the best part. This guy that wrote this book said that they get in the plane, and he's asking Sam, because, you know, he wants to know everything he can. He goes, where'd you learn to fly? And Sam goes, well, I didn't. He never took a flight lesson. He wasn't even an actual licensed pilot. Here's how smart Sam Walton was. He read a book. He got a book on flying, how to fly, and he went out and bought a plane and got in and just took off.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, wow. I'm going to tell you something. That is next to impossible to do,
wow.
Not taking off, but landing. And he said while he was riding with Sam Walton, you know, the radios kept going on, and he just reached up. He goes, these things are so annoying. He turned them off. He didn't know what, how to use them. He didn't know how to contact air traffic control. And he says, I sometimes listen in. It's like to hear what they're trying to figure out what they're saying, but it's usually annoying. He just turned them off, and he told the guy. He taught himself to fly, and he wasn't even legal. That is unbelievable to me. And here's the best part. It was a twin-engine plane,
whoa.
Which is... that's a whole different ball game than a single. But when he wrote that, I just thought, this is how brilliant this guy is, that he could pick up a book and just kind of, okay, I think I got it. And he showed the picture of controls. And so he just gets in and starts
flying. How to land and everything, though.
Wow. Yeah, he was a really amazing guy.
You mentioned the pickup truck. They have the pickup truck. It's in the museum. So that's one of the kind of artifacts that they have in this.
And that's another quirky thing about him. The guy's got all the money in the world, and up till, I think, close to the end, he just kept driving this old pickup truck everywhere.
Wow.
He didn't seem to care about living any kind of really the life of a rich guy. He just was a workaholic, and that's what he did till he died. So, yeah, he's an interesting guy. That might be worth seeing, that Walmart museum.
Yeah, it's cool if you're going to be down in this area. So, BillOnTheRoad.com is the website again if you want to see some pictures of the art museum. And I have a picture or two of the Walmart museum as well if folks want to check that out. Facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. And I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
Oh, they're standing up.
I know it's not as important as what Bill was talking about, but my older sister lives in Bentonville, Arkansas, and she has a jazzercise place. So if anybody is wanting to do jazzercise in Bentonville...
They're not going to drive to Bentonville. Well, maybe they're listening on the app.
Yeah, maybe they're on the app. That's what I'm saying.
What's the name of her jazzercise?
No idea. No idea. I'm guessing, though, I mean, there's not many jazzercise places.
I thought all those closed.
I thought they did, too. I thought Jazzercise went out in the 90s, but apparently it's still going strong in Bentonville, Arkansas.
Why is it called? They play jazz?
Yeah, I think they exercise to jazz. I think they exercise and listen to jazz or listen to some music while they exercise. But
doesn't seem like that would be the best exercise music.
No.
Jazz.
No, I don't think
so. That was Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Window World, the largest selling replacement window in this country and the preferred window of the St. Louis Blues. I'm going to read you... a letter, not an email, but a letter I got. It was handed to me this morning. I don't know when it came in here, but on the envelope and the return address, it's Hugh Jass. Hugh Jass. And this is pretty funny. He says, hello, Frank. I'm sorry to bother you. I know you're probably busy preparing another episode of the Large Morning Show. I don't know how you do it, but the show gets better every day. I was wondering if you could do me the world's biggest favor. Right there. That got my attention. The world's biggest favor.
Yeah.
I've tried to call in, but the line is always busy. If I didn't know better, I'd swear my number is blocked. Well, Hugh, no, we don't block. Nobody's number is blocked here that I know of. And then he says, anyway, in the letter.
Anyway.
I was wondering, would you please tell Tim Woodsburn, is how he pronounces his name, how much I enjoy his book. It has changed my life. For years, I have put up with an insufferable kitchen table. It shakes and it leans, but as soon as I got Tim's book, I shoved it under one of the wobbly legs, and it is as steady as the day.
Oh my God!
As the day I bought it. Tell Tim thanks. I'm gonna buy an extra copy because I have a dresser. That, you know what? That's funny.
Yes.
I think we know. Is this
I think it's Tom.
Tom, yeah, Tom.
Tom the heckler.
I know your name isn't Hugh Jass. But Tom, this is the funniest thing you've ever written.
Yep,
that's
it
hilarious.
Is.
Tim's book, I need another copy because I got a dresser that's wobbly. Ah, I hope Tim hears this.
Oh.
It's no fun unless the victim, the recipient, gets to hear it. All right, what do we got here? What do I need? I didn't watch the first episode of the is it called The Connors, the Roseanne thing? Is that what it's called?
Oh, yeah.
I saw a screenshot. Boy, that John Goodman. Some people are meant to be heavy.
Yeah.
And he's lost so much weight. He looks horrible. I'm not kidding. I think there are just certain people that when they lose a lot of weight, you just go, ooh, 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 ooh. You,
Well, and their skin kind of looks bad because
well,
it's
drawn
kinda,
and just And I like John Goodman
because it was so tight and full before, and now it's.
That's what she said.
I don't think I would. I don't go for that. I don't think I would have known who he was in a couple of the shots that I saw. He was so just drawn and thin. If this gets back to him, John, I think you're terrific.
Yeah.
I enjoy everything you do. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you right now, you get a pass, at least from me, and go out and have a couple of cheeseburgers because you split the difference between how big you used to be and now, maybe. Had a, I'm going to save. This is something we need to talk about as a segment. It's just about saving money. I had a guy come out to my house and do some work. He's a young guy, and he's just very impressive. Sometimes you wonder, does anybody anymore in their 20s have any manners? Or, yeah, boy, this guy did. And he was very smart. He lives in a little apartment. He's saving all the money he can save. He's got a little business of his own. He's saving every dollar, putting it all back in the business. Just really refreshing to meet a guy like this. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, yeah, there's quite a lot of us that have manners.
No, there are. There are. I also watched, and Dan will appreciate this, when I watch things on YouTube, usually I don't even know how I got to them. It was a link and a link and a link and another link. And I ended up watching an interview this morning with Joe Cocker. And it was from last year. It was a recent interview. You wouldn't know who he was. He's shaved his head.
Yeah.
He just looks like your average sort of 60-ish year old guy. But it was a terrific interview. And I never would have thought an interview with Joe Cocker would be anything but just weird. It was a great interview. It was. He's a very, very...
Interesting
guy. Yeah.
Did you see the have you seen the video? Well, it's on YouTube. Saturday Night Live when John Belushi came out.
I watched it this morning.
Oh,
that's
my goodness.
That's what led to the interview, a video that I watched.
That is so funny.
And Belushi, not only vocally, but the physically, nails it.
Oh,
it's
know.
You're looking at two Joe Cockers. Boy, was that good. He was so good at that. I'm going to share with you a story because I'm not sure all of you would have heard it because of the anti-cop sentiment that the news people, the media, seem to like to perpetuate, and we rarely get to hear the good stories. This just happened. I'm trying to see. Yeah, this was this past Saturday. These cops get a call that there are two young black guys, brandishing weapons or something. So they pull up, this officer pulls up, and here's an 11-year-old who pulls out a handgun from his waistband. And the officer tells him to drop it. And fortunately and wisely, the kid does. He throws it on the ground, and it breaks. And he realizes then it's a BB gun. It's a plastic housing BB gun. But it looks just like a real gun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this is all captured on the body camera. Again, I'm a huge fan of the cameras because in this case, it shows you what I think most cops are made of and how they handle situations like this. This guy's a dad. The cop has kids of his own. And he says, I just went into dad mode. And the kid was with a 13-year-old. So you got a 13-year-old young black male and 11-year-old. And when the kids realized he wasn't going to shoot him, he looks at him, tells him to sit down on the railing, the guardrail by the street. He says, he wants to have a talk with him. He says, do you think I want to shoot an 11-year-old? He just asks him, do you think I want to kill an 11-year-old? Of course I don't. And he proceeds to tell them how close they just came to the end of their lives.
Wow.
And he says, you know, when the one kid said, I'm sorry, he said, no, you shouldn't be sorry. You should be scared at what just almost happened to you. He said, there's kids getting killed all over the country for doing what you just did. Knucklehead kids carrying BB guns, wanting people to think they're real, and they're so realistic that they get killed. He says, you can't do that in this world today. And he said, I do not want to shoot kids. So they've called the mom. The mom shows up there on the scene while this cop has the two kids to take the kid home. They didn't file any charges. The police weren't interested in throwing the kid in jail. And the one kid of the two says, he's going to walk home. And this officer says, I'll give you a ride. And he says, no, not today, little man. He says, you're going to ride home with your mom, and you're going to answer to mama for what you just did today. He said, I could have killed you. And he told the kid's mom what happened. And she looked at the kid and said, this officer could have shot you for that. And would have been in, you know, would have been in the right. And he said he just knew that when the kids left with their moms, they were going to get it when they go.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was a great story. And he said, when you boys go to bed tonight, when you go to bed, I want you to lie there and I want you to think that you just got a chance, another chance at life. Because everything you ever thought you wanted to do, whatever dreams you had, whatever plans you had, came so close to ending today.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this knucklehead decision. Then you made the right decision to throw that thing down. And basically says, everything you wanted to do, it says, in your life would never have happened. It could have been over today. And they interviewed the officer, and they said, well, you're an exceptional. He said, I'm not exceptional at all. I'm most police officers. I just thought it was a great story. And it's not going to be the lead story on any news. It won't even make it to most newscasts. Not enough bad in it. Not enough negativity in it, but good for that officer. And then, of course, sadly, and I believe this happened early this morning, yes, about 12:15 this morning, we lost a highway patrolman in North Carolina. One of these just pulled a guy over, speeding, walks up to the car, and as he walks to the car, the guy just guns him down and kills him. Right. You want to be a cop? I hope you do, because we still need him. And we need more, because more and more people are going, nah, it's just not worth it. And then we got this last story, and this just happened in Jefferson County. This was early this morning, like 5:30 this morning. What looks like happened was a guy saw a car, wanted to steal the catalytic converter. So he gets under the car. They said when they found him, you see this story?
Yes.
He had a saw in his hand.
Yes.
What?
And he had a jack. He jacked the car. Well, he got stuck under the car. I guess the car fell on him.
The car fell on him.
Fell on him. So he gets on the phone, calls 911. This is a situation you don't want to be in. Come rescue me from where I was trying to steal a Cadillac. He died.
Yeah. He died?
He died under the car before they could get there.
Oh, no. Wow.
Well, he was kind of screwed either way.
Yep.
If he lived,
He lived going to jail.
Yeah, again, what I always told my kids, before you do anything, ask yourself this question. What's the worst thing that can happen if I do this?
Yeah.
Well, in this case, the worst is I'm going to get crushed and die before they get here. Or the other worst thing is, once they do get me out, I'm going straight to jail.
Because I'm caught
red-handed with a saw in my hand trying to steal a catalytic converter. All right.
Well, I actually know of a story like that where Siri saved a guy's life. He was underneath his car changing the oil, and the jack went down, and the car fell on him, right? And he managed to survive, but he couldn't move. He was pinned down to the floor.
Ooh.
And thankfully, though, he had his iPhone in his back pocket.
Hey, Siri.
So he managed to shout, "Hey, Siri, call the police." And it did.
And that's a beautiful thing, because mine's off right now. Right. But if I said right now, like I say, it'll come on.
Yeah.
She comes on.
Yeah.
You don't have to put your passcode in or face ID or fingerprint or anything. That's a great feature. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So, guy, early mid-50s. He's got a son. He and his son are real close. Married. No other kids. He goes to the doctor, not feeling right. His son drives him to the doctor. He's in the doctor's office quite a while, and they come out and they say, "Your dad's going to be here a little longer than we thought. We're going to take him and run a couple of tests." And after about 3 or 4 hours, the doctor walks out, and his dad is with him. And the doctor said, "Son, your dad has something that he wants to tell you." And the dad said, "Boy, I got stage 4 bone cancer, and I got about 6 months maybe." And the kid starts crying. His dad said, No. Hey, boy, think about the life we've had. What a fantastic, what a fantastic life. Son, I'd rather go now having this great life than live to be 90 and be miserable for 90 years. We're going to celebrate the great life I've had." Now, his son has just turned 21. He said, "Here's what we're going to do, boy. I'm going to take you with me tonight to that tavern I've been going to for years where all my buddies are. And I'm going to get on my cell phone. I'm going to get on email. And I'm going to get a message out to all of them to show up tonight. And I'll let them know when they get there while we're there. But we're going to celebrate our friendship and the great life I've had. And boy, I want you to be a part of it. You're 21 now. You can go in the tavern." His son said, "All right, Dad. Of course I'll go." So this guy emails every guy, every friend, every buddy, every coworker, and the tavern is packed. Now, they don't know why they're there. The boy does, because he was there when the doctor said, "Your dad's got stage 4 bone cancer." So everybody's talking, and the dad gets up and does that ting, 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 ting on a glass. He goes, "I see everybody's attention for a second. First of all, drinks tonight are all on me," and all his buddies, "Woohoo!" He says, "Till they close, they're all on me." And somebody yells out, "What's the occasion, Jim?" He says, "Well, the occasion is I'm going to die." And the room goes quiet. "But I wanted, before I go, to get all my best buddies together. And I'll let you know how much your friendship means to me and what a great life I've had. So let's just make this a celebration. I found out today my boy was with me. The doctor told me I have AIDS." And so a couple guys start crying. He goes, "Nope, none of that. Let's just celebrate another round, barkeep." And the night goes on. And then after everybody has left, his son looks at him and goes, "Dad, what the heck was that about?" He goes, "It was about making sure my friends." "And no. He said, "That part where you got up and you told everybody you had AIDS. You don't have AIDS. I was there. The doctor said you had cancer. What'd you tell me you have AIDS for?" He goes, "Boy, I know all those guys. They're my buddies. I don't want one of them sleeping with your mom after I'm gone."
Here's a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic sponsored by Nature Valley. Accident southbound 55 at McNutt is cleared. Traffic jamming near Route M. Earlier incident eastbound 64 past Lindbergh, and then eastbound 64 stacks up from Grand to that right lane and exit closure at 6th Street. Your stop and go eastbound crossing the Museo Veterans Bridge as well this afternoon. A new crash eastbound 270 at Lilac and an accident eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes. When you unwrap a Nature Valley granola bar, you know what you see? Granola. That's because their ingredients are right there. The only thing you can't see? How much you'll love it. So for energy that goes where you go, try a snack from Nature Valley. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
Hey, guys.
guys, you ever thought about betting on sports? Now is the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. They've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of their limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right. Deposit today using promo code DOTUM and they'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code DOTUM when you register. Check out MyBookie online today. No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
Hi everyone, Iggy here to tell you about the fine folks down at Bertarelli.
Now hold on, Iggy. Not trying to interrupt here, but I'm doing Bertarelli cutlery.
Well, you just did interrupt me as always.
Well, you know what, whatever.
You have the address there?
I do. If you let me finish, Bertarelli Cutlery, 1927 Marconi Avenue on the Hill to get your knives, scissors, and garden tools sharpened, call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives. Bertarelli Cutlery, they never interrupt you like Iggy does.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Michael J. Evans, resident of Dallas, Texas, standing by in the imaginary green room, brought to you by the place that provided me with my dinner last night when my wife stopped to pick me up a French dip. My goodness, what fantastic roast beef, and that sourdough bread is unbelievable. Dipped in that au jus. Whew. Annie Guns has a next-door neighbor. It's the Smokehouse Market. Equally great. Same ownership. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, both closed only on Monday, and every single day they sell gift cards. Lots of gift cards. Because who wouldn't appreciate a gift card from Annie Guns of the Smokehouse Market? Give it up, please, if you would, for Mike Evans.
Hey, I told Homie when I just called him that this week, and especially tomorrow night, if you look to the skies towards the constellation Pisces the fish.
What'd you call it?
Pisces the fish.
What'd you call it, the what?
Constellation.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Pisces.
Yeah. Yeah, Pisces the fish. You can see the planet Uranus with the naked eye.
Ooh. Or. I'm always thinking about looking at my anus, homie.
It's better with.
Not yours.
No, the planet
what?
Uranus.
Not my anus?
Hey, isn't the.
Uranus.
I should know this. Isn't that Uranus bigger than the Earth?
Yes.
I got a pretty big anus.
Yes.
No, we're not. No.
You can fit 63 Earths inside Uranus.
Come on.
No, it's true.
Wow.
Yeah. That's huge, man.
And this week's pop quiz, celebrities who are junk food junkies even brag about it. Today, name the name of the junk food junkie, admits being hooked on sweets, especially chocolate chip cookies and any kind of cupcakes. Is it Cher, Adele, Madonna.
Does Madonna
Pink.
Get
Pink gets one for
yeah,
sure.
Of course.
Do we half get... breed.
Oh, brother.
It is movie review day, and here you go. Please don't forget, both First Man and A Star is Born are currently playing, i.e. both of them 4 stars. So if you haven't seen them, check those out.
Hey, did you see this week's top 10 music downloads? Nine of the ten were Lady Gaga songs from that movie.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. I didn't know they were doing well. Some of the movies we're going to review are on full release wide. Some are going to be in limited release, but they all will be out within 10 days, if not out tomorrow. We're starting with Old Man with and a Gun, Robert Redford's last movie. We've talked about it before. One of his best movies, his last movie, Oscar-worthy. So is Redford, and so is co-star Sissy Spacek.
Oh, I didn't know she was in that.
No.
Yeah, Spacek?
Yeah.
For
all time's sake?
No, she's
We're
not
giving it 4 stars.
She's not hot. She didn't get the boy.
No.
She's great character.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, she's all right. But to get the boy, you got to be smoking hot.
Right.
Opening everywhere today and tomorrow, The Hate U Give. It is another Oscar-worthy film about Americana, gut feelings, truth, fairness, prejudice, honor. The story of a sensational black girl who is raised in the ghetto but attends a rich prep school, how she balances the two. But the movie takes a big twist when her close friend is shot and killed by a white cop. Negligent and ignorant, more than hateful and racist, the cop is certainly on trial. Her allegiance is tested and questioned, a soul-searching movie that'll grab you by the throat. It stars a newcomer named Amandla Steinberg. Fabulous film, PG-13, 2 hours long, 4 stars.
That's called The Hate U Give.
The Hate U Give.
Yeah, movies like that are uncomfortable for me to watch, and I'll tell you why. I know we have racism and hate, and it used to be really, really horrible. And while I think it's important for movies like that to be made, you know what I'm saying? When you're kind of squirming when you're watching it, just thinking, wow, I wish this had never happened, this kind of thing. It's just,
right.
It's uncomfortable to watch. But it sounds like it's really good.
I think you'd like it.
All right.
The next is Wild Life. And the three main actors, Jake Gyllenhaal, Carey Mulligan.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a hottie.
Take your word for
and
it.
And a newbie, a 14-year-old kid named Ed Oxenbold. They're all three incredible. This is a story set in the 1960s in Kalispell, Montana. The husband leaves the house to go fight fires out in the mountains. He's gone for months. His wife is lonely and fiercely independent, and the son is seeing his family dissolve right in front of his eyes. It is rated PG-13, 100 minutes long. Love this movie, 3.5 stars.
And what's it called again?
It is called Wild Life.
Okay.
Opens everywhere. Finally, Halloween franchise is finally coming to an end.
Wow.
And my old lap dancer, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Oh, yeah. Got a body on her.
Got a few lap dances on the old Otis. Come tell you right now. Otis T. White Bone knows all about that,
huh? Otis T.
This movie is the best of the franchise. Rated R, 109 minutes, 3.5 stars.
All right, so help me out here. I saw the original Halloween. I haven't seen it. I'm kind of lost here. Does this guy, he's never been killed, obviously.
I think he's been killed, and then he's been resurrected in the storyline.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Does he get killed in this one for good? Or No, don't give it away.
No, I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
It's good, though. I mean, and I don't like this kind of movie, but for what it is, it's, you know, they've been able to, really, you got to give some kudos. They've been able to draw this movie out, you know, for 12, 15 years.
Yeah, I agree. There's a lot to be said for that. I do remember, though, a horrible story. It was years ago after the first one. This is a true story.
Here it comes.
No, there's nothing. No, no, you can't smell anything. This girl killed her own brother because he tried to scare her, and he got one of those masks, and the parents weren't home. She killed him. He was acting like he was peering in the window, breaking in, and then when the cops came, they took the mask off. It's her own brother. It's a true story.
Oh, no.
She killed her brother because he scared her. He did a good job.
Yeah.
Too good.
Did a good job there, though. How much time I got?
Oh, you have 3 minutes.
See, I didn't know how long we had today, and I had just these movie reviews. So let's just converse. Let's talk.
All right, let's do that.
I'm excited. I'm very excited, and I know I know baseball fans aren't excited. St. Louis is the best baseball city in America.
That's
there is
true.
No doubt about it.
Good seasons and bad. That is true.
Yeah, exactly. But boy, I'm hoping the Dodgers play the Red Sox. How about this? The Los Angeles Dodgers have never played the Boston Red Sox in the World Series. The Brooklyn Dodgers have never played the Boston Red Sox in the World Series. 1916, the Brooklyn, I think they were called the Runners, played the Boston Red Sox. In 1916, that's the only time, well, it wasn't the Dodgers, but a team from Brooklyn who became the Dodgers ever played Boston in the World Series.
Limey wants to interject something.
Yeah, Mike, you know about sports out in there in L.A. and stuff like that. What's this?
He's in Dallas now.
Well, I know he's out in Dallas now, but what's this rumor?
I
had
trouble with the L.A. Dodgers. Yeah, I worked for the Dodgers for 5 years.
Yeah, you told us that.
What is this nonsense about the Chargers possibly coming out to St. Louis?
Oh, my goodness. I heard that today.
What's that? I've been seeing it on Facebook all over the place.
Yeah.
And the people are saying that the NFL team, the Chargers, are coming to St. Louis.
They said there's a 30%
chance. Let me tell you something. The Chargers have agreed to play in the new L.A. Rams Stadium in Inglewood, which is being built.
Right.
But the bottom line is the Chargers would move to St. Louis and a New York second if they had a stadium to play in other than that hideous stadium you have downtown.
Hey, speaking of that, look at the Rams.
Yeah.
Look at the Rams.
I know. I love the U's.
Why couldn't they have done that?
The L.A. U's, because I've lost so much money on those sons of guns.
Wow.
Yeah.
Undefeated.
Yeah, 19-0 or something, is that right?
Yeah.
Listen to me.
No, not 19. Well,
it's 5-0, 6-0, right? 5?
Yeah, for this season.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, because what I was reading was the prediction for the end of the season. If they keep going, would that be including preseason? Would that be the number?
Oh, that would be all the way through the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I don't think that's going to happen. But I'll tell you, you never know what's going to happen. And I don't know if you remember this or not. The very first, that year that the Rams came to St. Louis, and that year they won the Super Bowl, and I know the guy's name. I'm not going to say it on the air. He's a well-known guy in construction in St. Louis. He goes out to Las Vegas and places a bet that year before the season starts of $10,000 on the Rams winning the Super Bowl. They did, and he won $2 million.
Wow. Oh, my God. Can you believe that?
Wouldn't that be great?
Wow.
And his name is Franco Pena.
No, it's not. I know his name.
And finally.
Okay, here we go.
Who loves them chocolate chip cookies and any kind of cupcake? Cher, Adele, Madonna, Pink. Come on.
I'm going to go with Pink.
Madonna.
Cher.
The answer's Pink.
Okay.
Right.
There he goes. Here we go. Hey, thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? Well, I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I
am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
This is Tim McKernan. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says missing journalist Jamal Khashoggi is most likely dead. Today, before heading off to Montana, Trump said it's a very sad situation. He also warned that if Saudi Arabia is linked to the killing, that the nation would face serious consequences.
Well, it'll have to be very severe. I mean, it's bad, bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Today, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said he will not attend a planned investment summit in Saudi Arabia. Mnuchin made the announcement after meeting with the President and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. There are reports that White House Chief of Staff John Kelly and National Security Advisor John Bolton got into a shouting match this week.
CNN says the argument was about how to respond to a recent surge in illegal border crossings. President Trump is also angry about the surge and has threatened to shut down the southern border in a tweet. He again blamed Democrats for bad immigration laws. Tom Roberts, NBC News Radio.
The man who allegedly mailed rice...